We are beginning with the Mishnah towards the bottom of Daled Amud Beis. This Mishnah is now dealing under what circumstances the Par Helam Dover is brought. And the Mishnah says, Hoiru Bezdin, if Bezdin paskind erroneously, va'osu kolak kohol, and the entire Tzibur, or Ruban, or the majority of the Tzibur, did the Aver Alpien, based on the Psak of Bezdin, they did the Avera, Mevi and Par. So that's when there's a Chi of Par, and the Tanakhama of the Mishnah holds that this Par is brought by Bezdin. Bezdin are the ones that are obligated to bring the Par, and therefore one Par is brought, which is a Kapora for the entire Tzibur. This is based on the Psukim in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Gimel, where the Pasuk says, V'hikrivu ha-kohol par ben bokor l'chatos, and the Tanakhama, that's Rav Meir, holds that when the Torah says, V'hikrivu ha-kohol, who is the kohol that the Torah is referring to? It's referring to Bezdin. The ones that erroneously paskin, they are the ones that have to bring the par. U'v'avoydes k'chovim, what would be if it would be a case of Avodah Zarah, where Bezdin made a mistake concerning a certain act of Avodah Zarah that is permitted to be done, and then Rav of the Tzibur would go ahead and do that Avodah Zarah? So Mevi and Par V'Soyer. So that's a Psukim and Pasha Shlach, where the Torah says that unlike a regular Avera, where only a Par has to be brought, by Avodah Zarah, besides the Par, a Soyer has to be brought. So it's a Par V'Soyer. But again, who's the one that brings it? It's Bezdin. One Par and one Soyer are brought by Bezdin to be Mechaper for the entire Tzibur. Divi Rav Meir, that's the sheet of Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. And Rabbi Yehuda says that when it says in the Torah, V'Hikrivu HaKol, it's not referring to Bezdin, but it's referring to the people who did the Avera. And Rabbi Yehuda happens to hold that each Shevet individually is called a Kohol. When the Torah talked about a kohol, it didn't mean the entire Klal Yisrael, but it meant a shevet. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yud Beis Shvatim Mevi and Yud Beis Parim, that each shevet brings a par, which brings us to a total of 12 parim. V'avodes k'chovim, and if the same thing would happen by Avodah Zarah, so likewise, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the one that are obligated to bring the korban is the shevet, so Mevi and Yud Beis Parim, Ushnei Motsa Seirim. Each shevet brings a par v'soyer, bringing the total number to 12 Parim and 12 Seirim. Third sheet in the Mishnah, Rab Shimon holds that there's a combination that both Bezdin and the Klal Yisrael is Mechuyim. And therefore, Rab Shimon holds Yud Gimul Parim, that it's a total of 13. Each Shevet has the significance of a Kol, according to Rab Shimon, and therefore every Shevet has to bring a Par. But besides that, Rab Shimon holds that Bezdin also, they're also obligated to bring a Par. So therefore, there's a total of 13 parim. U'v'avodes k'chovim, shloisha osa parim yud gimel seirim. And by Avodah Zarah, carrying on the same shita, it's both the shvatim and bezin have to bring. So 13 parim and 13 sarim. Par v'soyer l'chol shevet v'shevet, and par v'soyer l'bezin. A par v'soyer to each shevet, plus bezin brings a par v'soyer. So that part of the Mishnah was talking about where either the entire Klal Yisrael did Avera or the majority of Klal Yisrael did Avera. Hoiru Bezin, what happens if Bezin Paskin concerning a certain Avera? V'osu Zayin Shvatim, and seven Shvatim did the Avera. And Rashi adds that these seven Shvatim must comprise Roiv of the population of Klal Yisrael. Hoiru Bon, which Rashi explains to mean, or Roiv of these Shvatim, Roiv, the majority of each Shevet did it, and that comprises the majority of the population of Klal Yisrael. Al Pi, and they did that there based on Bezdin's Psak. So Mevi and Par, this is the sheet of Rav Meir that Bezdin, they bring one Par to the entire community. V'avoydes k'chovim, Mevi and Par v'soyer. And Avodah Zarah, also Bezdin is the one that's Mechuyim, and they bring a Par v'soyer. Rav Yehuda Omer Zayin Shvatim Shechatu, that in this case of seven Shvatim doing the Avera, which also comprised the majority of the population of Klal Yisrael, some of the and Zayin Parim. So each of those Shvatim are Mechuyiv to bring a Par, because each Shevet is called a Kol according to Rav Yehuda, and they are the ones that are obligated to bring a Karbon. However, Rav Yehuda is Mechadesh, that not only are those seven Shvatim Mechuyiv to bring a Karbon, the ones that did Avera, Ukshar Shvatim Shloichotu, all the rest of the Shvatim that didn't do the Avera, Mevin, Ayidei, and Par, they are also Mechuyiv to bring a Par. Sha'af Elu Shloichotu, even those that didn't do the Avera, Mevin, Ayidei, Choytin, they are also obligated to bring a Par as a result of the Avera that was done by the Choytin. and the Gemara is going to explain Rabbi Yehuda Shita and show an extra word in the Pasuk from where Rabbi Yehuda derives this new halacha that the Zayin Shvatim not only bring an obligation upon themselves, but they bring an obligation on the entire Klal Yisrael. Rashi points out, based on the Gemara on Amud Beis, that that which Rabbi Yehuda said, Zayin Shvatim is Lav Dafka. And even if one Shevet would be Oiva Naveira because of the Psak of Bezin HaGadol, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it holds that every Shevet is called a Koho, so that Shevet would be Mechuyev to bring a par, and that would also create on the rest of Klal Yisrael the obligation that they also have to bring a par. The same din of At Eilu Shloi Chotum of Vien Aydei Chaitin would exist even by one Shevet. Why did Rabbi Yehuda talk about Zayin Shvatim? That was only an answer to Rav Meir. The Rav Meir said that by Zayin Shvatim, where you need Roy, so then that's when Bezin brings the par, and less than Zayin Shvatim, there will be no Chiv on Bezin. Rabbi Yehuda came along and talked about Zayin Shvatim, but the same thing will be true by Shevet Echot. According to what Rashi just said, it comes out an entirely new machloikis, a second machloikis between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Besides the machloikis that Rav Meir holds that the Chiyuv par is on Bezdin, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Chiyuv is on Kol Shevet v'Shevet, but now the way Rashi explained, there's a new machloikis that Rav Meir will hold that there's only a Chiyuv par when at least if you have Zayin Shvatim, or the Roiv of those Zayin Shvatim, and they comprise Roiv of Klal Yisrael, so that's when there'll be a Chiyuv par. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that even if one Shevet does it, if that one Shevet is Roiv of Klal Yisrael, if they comprise Roiv of the population, even if it's one Shevet, there'll be a Chiyuv par. So we have now two machloikas in between Amei and Rabbi Yehuda. Continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, in this case of Zayin Shvatim, Ches Parim, Uvavodis Kechovim, Ches Parim, Ches Sirim. Rabbi Shimon Lishitosa that holds that the obligation is both on the Shvatim that did the Aveira and on Bezin. However, Rabbi Shimon disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda and he holds that there's no halacha that those that didn't do the Aveira must also bring a par along with the Shvatim that did the Aveira. And therefore, if seven Shvatim did the Aveira, so then in the case of a regular Aveira, it's going to be eight Purim, one for Bezdin and seven for the seven Shvatim. V'avoid is Kof Chavim, it'll be Ches Purim v'Ches Seirim. Par v'soyer l'chol shevet v'shevet. First of all, a par v'soyer for each shevet that did the Aveira, and par v'soyer l'bezin. Haru bezin shel echol min ha-shvatim. If one of the but the dinam of a shevet, not the bezin ha-gadol. Bezin ha-gadol, that's the bezin that sits in Yerushalayim, that's 71. Until now, we were talking about a psak, which was rendered by the bezin ha-gadol. Now the Mishnah says that each shevet had a bezin of 23, and if that bezin is the one that paskin erroneously, va'osa ha-shevet al-pien, and that shevet went ahead and did the avera based on the psak of their bezdin, so oisai ha-shevet u'chayov, that shevet will be chayiv apar. And this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that a shevet is called a kohol, and therefore a shevet alone with its bezdin psak can be chayiv apar. But in this case, shar kol ha-shvotim peturim, since it was based on the psak of its own bezdin, there is no halacha that the other shvotim must bring a korban along with the shevet. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim Oimrim, and the Chachamim say that in such a case there's no Chiyuv par altogether. Ein Chayovin Elo al Hoyriyoiz Bezin HaGodol Vad. There is only a Chiyuv par when it's a psak which was rendered by the Bezin HaGodol. Shenemar Ve'im Kol Adas Yisrael Yishku. And that posse Kol Adas Yisrael Yishku is referring to the psak of Bezin. And in the psak of Bezdin, it talks about Kol Adas Yisrael, from which we learn out that it has to be the Bezdin of Kol Yisrael. That's the Bezdin HaGodol. V'loy Adas is a Shevet, and not the Bezdin of a particular Shevet. Rashi speaks out that since according to Rav Shimon, there is no Chi of Parhelem Dover, so every individual of that Shevet will be Chai of their own Korban Chatos, as if a person who does an Aber B'Shoigeg, and they'll have to bring a Kizbo or a Seira. Begins the Gemara, Tana Rabbana, we learned in a Braisa. Yodu Shahoru V'tol Mahoivu. If Bezdin realized they made a mistake in a psak that they issued, V'tol Mahoivu, but they were uncertain as to what exactly the psak was about which they made a mistake. And Rashi explains that the case is that Bezdin issued a ruling to permit, for example, the eating of Chalev. And Roiv of the Kohol ate Chalev B'Shoigeg, and they also ate Dam B'Shoigeg. One was the Shigigat HaRoah, one of those eatings was based on the Psak of Bezin, And one was b'shigigas maisa, that there was a simple shogeg, that they forgot that the dam was also, for example, and they ate it. Later, Bezin discovered that they had made a mistake. But they don't remember if the psak was concerning chaylev, that was their mistake, that was what the psak was issued, or was it concerning dam, that they made a mistake in the halach of dam. Now, since the people ate both, so whichever one it was, there would be a chiyav par. So the Gemara wants to know, yodu shehoiru, if Bezin realized that they made a mistake, vito mahoiru, but now they have an uncertainty concerning what the psak was, but mimonav shoch, there'll be a chiyav par. So yochol yu chayov, and I would think in such a case, there should be chayov. The Talmud Leimar says in the Pasuk, v'noi doa chatos, that the chatos is known, which means there has to be a yediyah about the particular avera concerning which the error in Bezin was made, and they have to know if it was chaylev or dam. But it's not enough to know that they did an avera. In other words, the tzibur also doesn't know which particular avera was done, but they know that they did an avera for which a par should be brought, either it was chaylev or dam. So the Gemara says that's not enough. That if the chaytin knows through this mimonav shoch that they are mechuyev par, that's not enough. But you need v'noyedu achatos, there has to be a particular, specific idea for which avera the par is being brought. Asher chotu. The pasuk continues and the pasuk says v'noyedu achatos asher chotu. What's this lashon rabbim? So the Gemara explains. Chotu shnei shvatim. If two shvatim were choytei, may be in shnei parim. They have to bring two parim. Each shevet is mechuyev its own par. Chotu shloisha. If three shvatim were choytei, may be in shloisha. Rashi speaks out that the same thing is true. If one shevet was choytei, one shevet has to bring a par. The reason this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita talks about two shvatim is that the chiddush is that two shvatim are not enough just to bring one par, but if you have two shvatim, each shevet has to bring their own par. Perhaps I will learn the pasuk chotu means that even if two individuals did a chayt based on the psak of Bezin, there has to be two parim. Chotu gimel, and if three individuals were chayte mevi'in gimel, Talmud loimer hakoho, that the pasuk says v'noido achatas asher chotu aleho v'kriva hakoho, that the kohol brings the carbon. So from where we learn out hakoho chayov, only a kol is chayev, and only according to you did I mean the shevet is chayev. The kol chayev, and every shevet that did a chayt that mechuyev to bring a par keitzad. So how would that explain? Chotu shnei shvatim mevi'in shnei parim. If two shvatim are chotei, each shevet has their individual chiyuv. Chotu zayin, if zayin shvatim did the chayt, mevi'in zayin, they have to bring seven parim. Ushar shvatim shloi chotu, and all the other shvatim that did not do the avera, also mevi'in al yedein par. Each shevet has to bring a par. Sha'afilu elu shloi chotu, that even those that did not participate in the Avera, Mevi and Ayudei Achoitin, they are mechuyev to bring a par. Because of the chait that was done by the Shvatim, the other Shvatim, that creates upon the rest of Klal Yisrael a chiyev, each kohol to bring a par. Lokach nemar kohol. Therefore it says in the Torah, the krivo hakohol, the chayov al kol kohol the kohol, that each shevet, because according to Yehuda, a shevet is called a kohol, and this is to bring about a chiyuv on every individual shevet. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says, Zayin shvatim shechotu mevi'in zayin parim. The seven shvatim that did the chet, they have to bring their own seven, who based in mevi'in ayidei in par. But besides that, Bezin also has to bring a par. Shenemar lamato kol v'nemar lamaylu kol. It says in the Parsha, in Parsha Vayikra Perek Dalet, which talks about the chiyuv paralam dover, it says twice the word kol, once in Pasuk Yud Gimel, once in Pasuk Yud Dalet. Pasuk Yud Gimel reads, Im kol adas Yisrael yishgu, v'ne'la amadovar me'enei hakol. A thing will be forgotten and a mistake will be made concerning the psak. V'osu achaz mikol mitzvah Hashem. So it says over there, v'ne'la amadovar me'enei hakol. In Pasuk Yud Dalet it says, v'noido achatos asher chotu aleho, when they'll find out that a chet was done, v'ikrivo hakol, and then the kol brings the korban. Rabbi Shimon darshins ma kol ha'omer lemaila bezdin imakol. The just like the word kol, which is said in Pasuk Yud Gimel,
is referring to both, because it says over there, V'nelam dovar me'enei hakol. So the kol talked about is that people did not know that a mistake was made, but also it says me'enei hakol, and the word enei is referring to bezin. So that phrase v'nelam dovar me'enei hakol means that this matter was forgotten from both the tzibur, from both the community, and from bezin. So the word over there kol encompasses the tzibur and bezin. The af kol ha'omer l'mato, so the kol, which is talked about in the next pasuk, which talks about the bringing of the korban, which says the hikriva ha'kol, is also bezdin im ha'kol, is both bezdin in the kol, and that's where Rabbi Shimon derives his shita, that the ones obligated to bring the korban is both the tzibur and bezdin. And yet Rabbi Shimon disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon holds that when the zayin shvatim ha'chote, only the zayin shvatim have to bring the korban. But there is no din that the rest of Klal Yisrael is mechuyev to bring a korban because of their chet. Rav Meir Oimer, Zayin Shvatim Shechotu Bezin Mizin Ayidei Par Vein Peturin. Rav Meir holds that when seven Shvatim do the Adera based on Bezin's Tzak, the obligation to bring the Parah rests, to bring the Par rests on Bezin. Bezin brings the Par, Vein Peturin. How does Rav Meir derive this? Because Ne'amar Kol Amata, he also compares the two words Kol, in Pasuk Yudal and Pasuk Gimel. So Ne'amar Kol Lamato, it says Kol below concerning the bringing of the carbon. It says V'hikrivo HaKol, V'ne'amar Kol Lamayla. And in the earlier Pasuk it says V'ne'alam Dovra Me'enei HaKol. So Ma Kol HaOmer Lamayla is Bezin V'loi Tzibur, because if Meir understands that the word Kol in the first Pasuk is referring to Bezin and not to Tzibur, because V'ne'alam Dovra Me'enei HaKol is going on the Psak, is going on the Hayra. And who is the one that issued the psak? That's Bezdin. So Rav Meir reads the words v'ne'alam dovar me'enei hakol means enei hakol is the Bezdin. That's the enayim of the kol. That's referring to Bezdin. So that pasuk then means v'ne'alam dovar me'enei hakol is Bezdin v'loy tzibur. The af kol ha'omer l'mato, so the kol that's talked about when in regards to bringing of the korban is Bezdin v'loy tzibur. So here we have the three shitas. Rav Yehuda that holds that the obligation to bring the par is on every shevet. We have Rav Shimon that holds as a combination of Bezdin and the Shvatim, and now we have Rav Meir Shita, also derived from the same Pasuk, that it's Bezdin and not the Shvatim. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Oymen Bishmoy, Rav Shimon ben Elazar said over in the name of Rav Meir, that how many people have to do the Avera in order to create the Chi of Par, that if it's Chotu Shisha Shvatim, Veheim Rubai Shol Kol, that if six out of the Shvatim, less than Roiv, but they comprise roiv of the kol. When it talks about people, they make up more than 50% of the population, or zayin, or seven shvatim, which is the majority of the shvatim. Afal pisha ena ruba shol kol, even though they do not make up a majority of the population, mevi en par. As long as you have a roiv, either a roiv of shvatim, or a roiv of people, that's enough to create a chi of par. Now, Omar Mar, the Gemara goes back to the beginning of this long brisa, which was brought from Teres Kohenim, and it said at the beginning, V'noido achatos v'loi sheyoidu achoitin. The beginning of the brisa dealt with the halacha, that where Bezin was not sure whether they had issued the psak concerning chelev, or issued the psak concerning dam, and the Klal Yisrael did both of those chatoyim, so memon avshach, they were doing a chet for which there should be a chi of par. Still we said, V'noido achatos, we learned that at a posuk, that the chait, the particular chait, must be known for which the erroneous psak was issued. V'lo sheyodu achaitin. And it's not enough to know that a chait was done, but they have to pinpoint to know, was it chaylev or was it dam? So the Gemara says, man tana. Who is the tana that holds of this halacha? Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav. So Rav Yehuda said over the name of Rav, V'itema Rava. And some said it was Rava, deloy ki Rabbi Eliezer. It must be not like the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Ditnan, because we learned in a Mishnah in Krisus, and this Mishnah in Krisus is talking about where someone had in front of him a piece of chaylev and a piece of noiser. For both of those pieces, if a person would eat them b'shoigeg, he would be chayev achatos. And he ate one of them, but he doesn't know which one he ate, but whichever one it was, he should be chayev achatos. So the Mishnah over there says, Omer b'liyez amon avshach. Either way you look at it, im chaylev ochal chayev, if it was the chaylev that he ate, he'd be chayev achatos. Noisar ochal chayev, or if he ate noisar, he'd be chayev achatos. Rabbi Yeshua over there in that Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua holds potter. So since there's a machlokes now, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, over there, whether you have to know the exact avera for which the chait is being done, and Rabbi Eliezer says you don't have to know, as long as you know that mimon avshach, yichai v'chatas, that's enough. So the Gemara says that our brisa, and the Gemara is equating, that just like by a regular chi of chatas, Rabbi Eliezer holds that because of a mimon avshach, that would be enough to be chayiv a korban. So too, when you're talking about the chiyuv of parhel and dovishol tzibur, Rabbi Eliezer should hold that as long as you know that a chait was done without pinpointing which chait it was, should be enough to bring a par. So therefore, our brisa must be not like the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Rav Ashi Yomar, no. Afilu tem Rabbi Eliezer. Even you could say it's Rabbi Eliezer's shita. Shiny hocho. Because over here it's different. The chsiv asher chotu aleho. Since it says the word aleho, aleho is a miut, aleho specifies that it has to be known which avera is being brought for. The Gemara says, hosam nami oksiv asher chotu bo. But there also there's a miut. It says concerning a regular korban chatos, it says asher chotu bo. Bo implies a miut. And yet Rabbi Eliezer holds that a mimon avshach, as long as you know that an avera was done, is enough. You don't need to know the particular avera. So too over here, Rabbi Eliezer should have held the same thing. How can you say that Rabbi Eliezer agrees with our brisa? So the Mori answers, "Ahumi boile pratle misaseg." That over there, the reason Rabbi Eliezer holds that you do not know the particular avera, because the word ba he uses for something else. He uses it to exclude misaseg, and the pasuk is telling you that when is a person mechayiv a chatos? That's when he intended to do the avera, just he thought that it was permissible to do. So then, in such a case, it's a shoygeg, he's chayiv a korban. However, if he's a misasek, he's potter from a korban. And misasek means when a person intended to do a permissible action, and he ended up doing something which was forbidden. For example, Rashi brings us the case on Shabbos, where a person intended to pick up something which he thought was detached from the ground. He was intending to be magbias atolosh. And in the end, inadvertently, he was chotach hasamachubar. He ended up pulling something out of the ground which was attached. That's a malacha on Shabbos. So he did the malacha, but he did not do it with an intention to do that action. That's a misasek. And in such a case, he's potter from a korban. So there, Rabbi Eliezer holds that since the word ba is used to exclude misasek, therefore we do not have any other pasuk to teach us that you have to know the particular avera, and as long as you know that an avera was done, either chelev or noiser, he's still chayiv a korban. However, to us, by our case, Rabbi Eliezer could be moida, because it says oleho, oleho is a miut, which tells you that you must know the particular avera on which there was an erroneous psak, and only then are you mechuyev to bring a par. The Gemara now goes to analyze the shitas mentioned in the Braisa, and the Gemara begins with Rabbi Yehuda. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. What is the reason of Rabbi Yehuda's shita that Rabbi Yehuda first of all holds that every shevet is mechuyev a korban, and Rabbi Yehuda also holds that if part of Klal Yisrael did the Avera, they can create upon the rest of the Klal an obligation to also bring a par. So, Kesovar Arbo Koholik Sivi. He holds it as if the Torah in these two psukim that talk about the chiyuv par wrote the word kohol four times. Because it says in Pasuk Yud Gimel, ha-kohol, v'nelam dover me'enei ha-kohol, and it says in Pasuk Yud Dalet, v'hikrivo ha-kohol. And in both of these cases, the Torah could have written kohol, and instead of writing kohol, the Torah wrote ha-kohol, that's the first one, so that's two. And the second one also, the Torah could have written kohol and wrote ha-kohol, so that's two more. So we have four times the word kohol. Each one could teach you something. So chad l'chayiv al kol kol v'kol. One is to teach you that it's the tzibur that's mechuyiv, and each kohol is mechuyiv to bring a korban. And later on, the Gemara will explain how Rabbi Yehuda knows that every individual shevet is called a kohol, but it's to teach you that the chiyiv is on the kohol, not on bezin. Bechad, and one is to teach you the halacha of lohiro tluya bebezin, that the psak, that has to come from bezin, umaisa tluya bekol. In other words, we do not need bezin to also do the avera, but it's divided. Bezin is the one that paskins, and klal Yisrael is the one that does the avera. Where do we learn that out from? So that we learn out from Pasuk Yud Gimel, where the Pasuk says, v'nelam dover mi'enei hakol, and right away, v'osu achas mikol mitzvah Hashem. So we take the word hakol, which is really the end of the phrase v'nelam dover mi'enei hakol, and we take the word kol, since the Torah wrote it next to the word v'osu, it's to emphasize that hakol v'osu, the asiyah, the doing of the avera, that depends upon the tzibur. But the psak din, that depends on bezdin. It's divided into two. Going on to the third, V'chad l'greira. The next time it says the word kol is to teach you the din of greira, which means that if Zayin Shvatim did the Aveira, they can be Geirer. They can pull along that the rest of Klal Yisrael is also Mechuyiv to bring a carbon. Even those that didn't do the Aveira must bring a carbon on behalf of those that did the Aveira. The Chad, and the last one is, Shevet Sha'asa by Ruas Bezdin. If a Shevet did the Aveira based on the Psak of its own Bezdin, but not based on the Psak of Bezdin HaGodol, but based on the psak of its own bezdin, so the Yehuda, that the last call teaches you that a bezdin of 23, which is the head of a shevet, if they issued an erroneous psak, and that shevet committed the aveira based on that psak, so that shevet would be mechuyev to bring a par elam dover. So these are the four halachas that Rabbi Yehuda learns out from the four words hakol. Rab Shimon we saw holds that the chiyuv is on both bezdin and the tzibur. And Rab Shimon learned that out from the Gzeres Shavah, from Pasuk Yud Gimel to Pasuk Yud Dalet. Rab Shimon also held that there's no din of greira, that when the Shvatim do the Aveira, it's only those that did the Aveira Mechuyev to bring the carbon, the rest are not. How did Rab Shimon learn of the words Hakol? So Rab Shimon plus the Kohol Iksivi. Rab Shimon holds that it's only the equivalent of three times the word Kohol. Hakol, the one in Pasuk Yud Gimel, he only takes as one. And then the two in Pasuk Yudalit, Kohol and HaKohol, that he treats as two. And the Gemara explains, why does he treat the one in Pasuk Yud Gimel only as one? Because there the Pasuk says, V'ne'elam dovar me'enei HaKohol. So he says, me'enei HaKohol urchei dekrohu. When the Torah uses the word me'enei HaKohol, from the eyes of the Kohol, that would be the normal way of the Pasuk to put it with a hey. That hey is not extra. Kida'amri inshi, like people would say, me'enei de planya. From the eyes of a specific person, so that's the way people talk. So here too, me'enei hakol. So there's nothing extra, it's only one time. So in Pasuk Yud Gimel is one call. Chad, and then in Pasuk Yud Dalet we have two. And now the Gemara explains what does Rab Shimon do with all three times. So Chad, one out of these three, is l'chayev al kol kol v'kol. Is to also teach you the halacha that every shevet is mechuyev v'korban and has an obligation on the tzibur to bring a korban. Utrei achrini. But one of Pasuk Yud Gimel and one of Pasuk Yud Dalet is to teach you the Gzeres Shavah of Ne'ama Lamata Kol, the Ne'ama Lamayla Kol, that which we explained earlier, that in Pasuk Yud Gimel it means a combination of Bezin and the Tibur, Ma'ala Halon Bezin and Makol, Afkan Bezin and Makol. So if you take a look at Abshimon Shita, the one Hakol in Pasuk Yud Gimel, he leaves that for the Gzeres Shavah, because that's only one Hakol. In Pasuk Yud Dalet, there's two hakol, one kol and one hakol. The one of that is to teach you that each shevet is chayiv and the obligation is on the shevet. And the extra one in Pasuk Yud Dalet, that's left over. So then we can make this gzeres shavah between Pasuk Yud Gimel and Pasuk Yud Dalet. Pasuk Yud Gimel, the word kol means a combination of the tzibur and bezin. The Pasuk Yud Dalet also, there's a combination of the tzibur and bezin. So this is so far an explanation of Rabbi Yehuda Shita and Rabbi Shimon Shita. But according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no extra word kol to teach you the din of Greira. And therefore Rabbi Shimon holds only those Shvatim that did the Aveira Amachuyev and not the other Shvatim. And he also doesn't have an extra pasuk to teach you the din that the Bezin of a Shevet can paskin to create a Chiyuv Par on that Bezin. But Rabbi Meir treats it entirely different. Rabbi Meir holds kol ha-kol e-dorish. He does not dash in at all the extra hay. Hilkoch trei kol iksivi. So therefore, according to the mayor, there's two kol, one in Pasuk Yud Gimel, it says hakol, which is one, and one in Pasuk Yud Dalet is two. So mi boilei, so he uses just that for the Gzeres Shavah, because the way that mayor dashin, v'nemar lamata kol, v'nemar lamayla kol, ma'la halon bezdin, just like according to the mayor, the first Pasuk, me'enei hakol meant bezdin alone, v'loy tzibur. Afkan, so also two, the word Akol in Pasuk Yud Dalet is Bezin V'loy Tzibur. But according to Rav Meir, there is no Makor in the Torah to learn out that each Kol is Chayav. Because according to Rav Meir, all the words of Kol are used up just to teach you the Gzeres Shavah. And therefore, according to Rav Meir, the only obligation of bringing a Par is only on Bezin, not on the Tzibur. The Gemara now deals with the last Tana mentioned in the Braisa, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that said over in the name of Rav Meir that either Roiv Shvatim or Roiv of the people is sufficient to bring about a chi of par. The Mara says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, my taima. Where does he derive that from? So Ksiv, so he brings the pasuk in Parsha Shlach that deals with Bezin making a toast concerning a din avodah zarah, where we already learned that then the tzibur has to bring a par in his foyer. So there the pasuk says, so the lashon of mei einei ha'edah is alma miyuta. The chsiv mei einei means from part of the edah, which means even a miyut uksiv. And yet in that pasuk it also says ki l'chola on bishkaga. So the Torah says kola on, the whole nation was a shaygeg. The name to teach you the ruba in miyutolai, because the Torah says kol. Well, we also know that rubai kikulai, that a majority is like the whole, but that would tell you that you need roi. So there's a discrepancy between the two psukim. Mei einei ha'edah implies that you don't need the whole, and even less than half, even a miyut is enough. Kol ha'edah said that you need the roi. Ha'ketzad, how do we resolve this difference between the psukim? Rav Shimon ben Elazar answered, Asuva vein ruba shel kol. If six shvatim did the aveira, but they comprise more than half of the population, so that satisfies the pasuk that says, kol ha'am. So here we have kol ha'am, or roiv of the am. So even though it's not roiv of the shvatim, but it's roiv of the population. And from the other pasuk, me'ene, that tells you that a miyut is enough. So then if Zion, if seven Shvatim did it, afilo she'inon ruben shokol, even though they do not make up more than 50% of the population, it's only a miyut, but you at least have roiv of the Shvatim, so chayovin, then you chayiv apar. So Reb Meir, according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, holds that as long as you have some roiv, either roiv of the Shvatim or roiv of the people, bezin is chayiv apar. So these are the four Tanoim mentioned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Meir. The Gemara now says, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, Tohiro, Tluya, Bebezdin, Umaisa, Toli, Bekol, Minolhu. How do they learn out? Because one of the calls, according to Rabbi Yehuda, was to teach you that Bezdin paskins, but the Tzibur must do the Aveira. And Bezdin doing the Aveira plays no role. It's Tohiro is Bebezdin, and the Maisa is Toli, Bekol. But according to Rab Shimon and Rameyer, that they only have three calls according to Rab Shimon, or two calls according to Rameyer. And they learn it out for the Gzereshova, Seminovahu. How do they know this din of a raw tzluya bebezdin or maisa toli bekol? So Amar Abayo, the Amar Kro, and again we refer to the Pasuk in Pasha Shlach concerning the toes made by Avodah Zarah. It says in the Pasuk, V'hoyoyim me'enei ha'edo nesis olishkoga, that the tzibur, the edo, had a shoygeg, but the Torah uses the word nesesa. Nesesa implies that it was made into a shoygeg through someone else. In other words, Bezdin made the psak, which turned it into a shoygeg, but the edo was the one who did the aveira. So this pasuk implies that it's separate. The one that did the aveira is not the same one that paskin. Hayra is totally in Bezdin, and the mice is totally bekal. Rava Amar from another pasuk, but also in that parash and pashashlach. It says, Miluchol ha'om bishkoga, mashma, that all of Yisrael had a part in the shoygeg. Now, a kol ha'om includes, first of all, the people and Bezdin. How do the people and Bezdin share in the same shoygeg? It must be that Bezdin are the ones that paskin, and the tzibur is the one that did the aveira, again implying that it's two separate functions. The hayra is totally in Bezdin, and the mice is totally in the kol. But the Gemara says, Utzricha, that actually we need both of these drushas, both of Abaye's drusha and Rava's drusha. The ikos of Rachmana v'hoya imeinei ha'edo nesesa l'shkoga, it would have only said the pasuk where we would be learning out from the word nesesa, that it was made into a shoygeg through someone else besides the edo, hava amino afilu miyuta. But I would have said that once Bezin paskind, even if a miyut of the people, less than 50% of the people did the aveira, there would also be a chiyuv, and in that parsha, a chiyuv, a parvis soyer, because of the avodah zarah that was done. L'hochiksit, so therefore the Torah over there had to write, l'chol ha'om bishkoga. And since the Torah writes kol ha'om, so kol ha'om, or at least roi, through the din of ruba kikulei, tells you that you need at least a majority of the people to have done the aveira. The ikos av l'chol ha'om bishkoga. And if we would have only had that pasuk kolom bishkoga, first of all, which be teaching you roiv, and then we would want to learn out from that pasuk the din of hayrot tluya bebezin and maisa toli bekol, from the fact that it says kol, that everybody is sharing in the shoygeg, both the tzibur and bezin, which implies that the bezin has a hand in the shoygeg and the people have a hand in the shoygeg. But hav amino, I could still say avdi bezin bahadi ruba. But Bezdin also has to do the Aveira. Bezdin paskins, but then Bezin does the Aveira, and the people do the Aveira. Kolom Bishkoga. I would say they're all included in the same Shoigeg, Bezin Paskining, and then everybody doing the Aveira. So therefore, Lahochi Ksiv, Zahoya in the Eineho Edo, Neses Alishkoga. So therefore, the first Pasuk clearly indicates that the one that's doing the Aveira is not the same one that turned it into a Shoigeg. In other words, Bezin made it into a Shoigeg, and the people did the Aveira. But the Gemara asks, how can we be learning out from these psukim? These are psukim that are not talking about what the tzibur did, any of the other aveiras, as far as the chi of par is concerned, but those psukim are written concerning a toast of avodah zara. So the Gemara answers, yalfinon me'enei me'enei. In both parshias, it says the word me'enei. In parshish lach, it says, v'hoya im me'enei eidah. And in the Pasuk, in Parshas Vayikra, it says, Me'enei HaKol. So we learn out, Egzer Shova, that whatever is true in Parshas Lach is true in Parshas Vayikra, and therefore we can learn out, Hayroa Tzluya BeBezin, U'maisa Toli BeKol. The end of the Mishnah brought a din of Hayru Bezin Shel Echod, where the Bezin of 23, the Bezin of one of the Shvatim Pafkind, and then the Shevet went ahead and did the Aveira based on Epsak. So according to Yehuda, he held you a chayv apar. The Gemara, however, now poses a question concerning where a shevet echod does an aveira, which is based on not the psak of its own bezdin, but based on the psak of bezdin hagodol. The Gemara says, "Iboyluhu shevet echod leRabbi Yehuda, boy ruat bezdin hagodol. If one shevet does an aveira based on the psak of a bezdin hagodol, which was an erroneous psak, mi maisi shar shvatim moloi." That's poshut to the Gemara, that one shevet is mechuyev to bring a korban. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That where one shevet does an aveira, they have to bring a par. But the Gemara shail is that Rabbi Yehuda holds of a din greira, which we had before, that when roiv of Klal Yisrael does an aveira, the rest of the shvatim have to bring, even though those that were not choytei. So the Gemara wants to know, can we extend that halacha even where one shevet does the aveira? Do the rest of the Shvatim also have to bring a par? Now Rashi speaks out that the Gemara could have just as well posed the question not only on one, but where two Shvatim do the Aveira, so they're mechuyev to bring a par. The question is, what about the rest? Or where three Shvatim do the Aveira? The Taita Rosh speaks out that it's up to Vav, six Shvatim, the Gemara would have a Shaila, which is less than Roiv of Klal Yisrael. Do they create on the rest an obligation to bring a par? As the Gemara speaks out, it's Todim. Mi amrinon shiva shvatim, hu demaisi shah shvatim badayu? Do we say that when seven shvatim do the aveira, that's when the rest of shvatim have to bring along with them a korban, mishum di ikaruga? Because at least you have roiv of klal Yisrael doing the aveira, so that creates an obligation on the whole. Avol chad shevet, but if you have one or less than roiv, the leka ruba loy, then there would be no chiyav par on the rest. Oidum aloishno. But the Gemara says there's no difference. Whenever a chi of par is brought because of the psak of the Bezin HaGodol, that creates an obligation in the rest of Klal Yisrael to bring a par. The Gemara says, Toshma, the Gemara brings a raya from a brisa. The brisa says, Mahin Mevin. In a certain case, where there was a tosam psak, Mahin Mevin, what is brought? The Tanakhama says, Par Echot, one par. Rab Shimon Oimer Shnei Parim. Rab Shimon says you have to bring two parim. The Gemara wants to know, b'mayaskinon, what case are we talking about? Are we talking about where seven shvatim, they were the ones that did the aveira? If so, how could the brisa say that Rab Shimon holds two parim? Rab Shimon t'manya boy. Rab Shimon would hold you need eight. Because Rab Shimon's shita is that the obligation is on both the shvatim and on bezdin. And if seven shvatim did the aveira, every shevet would have to bring a korban, plus one for bezdin, which would be eight. Elrod must be talking about, not with so many shvatim did the aveira, but the chota shevet echot. One shevet did the aveira. Demai, which psak? Who was the one that made the erroneous psak? Iboy roaz beis dinoy. Are we talking about that the bezdin of that shevet, they were the ones that issued the psak? So Rab Shimon Lesley. Rab Shimon doesn't hold that the psak of a bezin of a shevet could create an obligation of a par. That's only the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. And as Rashi explains, because on Amar Aleph the Gemara explained, where does Rabbi Yehuda know this din from the extra word kol? Because he has four words kol in the Torah. Rab Shimon does no extra word kol to learn this out, and therefore Rab Shimon would have to hold that it's only the bezin agodo. Elab, so we must be talking about Bairuas Bezen Agodol, that the Bezen Agodol issued a psak, and one shevet did the Avera, which would explain now Rab Shimon Shita, that Rab Shimon holds, you have to bring two parim, one for the shevet that did the Avera, and one for Bezen. So now we have to know, what is the Tanakama Shita? The Tanakama Mani, who is the Tanakama that says only one par is brought? Inamer Rab Meir, should we say it's Rab Meir? And Rab Meir Shita is that only Bezin is Mechuyev to bring a par. But it can't be, because Haruba boy, Rab Meir Shita is that when does Bezin bring a par? When you have a roiv of Klal Yisrael doing the Avera. Either you need roiv of Shvatim and roiv of the people, or the way Rab Shimon ben Elazar said, it's either roiv of Shvatim or roiv of the people, but you have to have a roiv. And if only one Shevet does it, there's no Chiv altogether. Elo Lav Rab Yehuda. It must be that who's left is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda holds the obligation is on the Shevet, not on Bezin. And therefore, since only one Shevet did the Avera, ukigoin shechota Shevet Echad, and one Shevet did the Avera, so they would be Mechuyev apart. So the Gemara is bringing a Raya, but since it says only one par, from here we see that the rest of Klal Yisrael is not Mechuyev to bring any Korbanis. So we've proven, we've resolved our question, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if one Shevet does an Avera based on the Psak of Bezin HaGadol, there is no Din Greira. They do not create upon the rest of Klal Yisrael an obligation to bring Korbanos, because it says in the Braisa, only one Korban. We've proven by process of illumination, that's talking about one Shevet, and it's the Toth of Bezin HaGadol, and it says only Parechot. So the Gemara answers, Amri, we could deflect this Raya. Hocha b'mayaskinon, that this Braisa is not talking about that one Shevet did it. But kigoyin shechotu shisha shvatim v'hein ruban shokol. It's talking about that six shvatim did it, but they comprise more than 50% of the population of the people. V'Rab Shimon ben Elazar hi, and the Tanakama is Rab Shimon ben Elazar. And in such a case, since you have roiv of the people, so in such a case, there's a chiyuv on Bezdin. It's Rab Shimon ben Elazar according to Rab Meir. And therefore, Mezi and Parecha has nothing to do with Rab Yehuda. It's not Rab Yehuda, it's Rab Meir. But it's Rab Shimon ben Elazar, I'll leave it to Rab Meir. And since there's one par brought by Bezdin, that's the Mezi and Parecha. So now Rashi goes to explain. But according to this Gemara's Teretz, what's the pshat in Rab Shimon? That if you have Shisha Shvatim, Vein Ruban Shal Koho, so why does Rab Shimon say two parim? Where did the two parim come from? We know that Rab Shimon Shita is that every Shevet is called a Kohol, so we would have thought that according to Rab Shimon, you should bring six for the Shvatim, and one for Bezin should be seven. Where do we get two? The Rashi explains that when does Rab Shimon hold that each Shevet brings a par and Bezin? That's only when there are seven Shvatim and a roiv of a population, where there's a roiv of Shvatim and a roiv of people. So then creates the halacha that each Shevet brings a par plus Bezin. But Rab Shimon holds, if there are only six Shvatim, even if they are the roiv of the people, or there would be seven Shvatim, but they're not a roiv of the people, it does not have a complete roiv, so that all has a din like one Shevet. And therefore, the din is two parim, one for the Shevet and one for Bezin. What comes out is that there's a new machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. We knew till now that there are two machloikis in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. First of all, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the chiyuv is on the shvatim alone. Rabbi Shimon holds that the chiyuv is on the shvatim and bezin. That's machloikis one. We had a second machloikis concerning the din of greira, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that when the shvatim, the ones that are chayte bring the par, it's geira, it brings along the rest of Klal Yisrael. Rab Shimon didn't hold it at halacha. He didn't have an extra call. Rab Shimon didn't hold it any din geira. Now we come out with a new machloikis, that what happens if there's less than a roiv of shvatim or chayte? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, each shevet must bring a par. That we saw Beferish according to Rabbi Yehuda, that even if one shevet does, or two shvatim do it, we saw it in the Braisa on Amar Aleph, the long braisa which the Gemara began with. Rabbi Yehuda Beferish said that if two shvatim achayte, they have to bring two parim. If three shvatim achayte, they have to bring three parim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha that every shevet is mechuyev a par has nothing to do with a roif. Every shevet is taken by itself, it's called a kol, and a shevet is mechuyev a par. The Gemara now, according to Elashi, is touching up the Gemara, is introducing that according to Rabbi Shimon, he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that a shevet is called a kohol. But when does every individual shevet get a chiyuv? That's only when you have a roiv. Roiv shvatim plus roiv people. But if you have less than a roiv, even if you have roiv shvatim or roiv people, all of them are taken as one, and then there'll be two parim. One for this new one shevet, that everybody's considered one shevet, and one for bezin. But at this point, the Gemara has still not resolved this question. What's going to din, according to Yehuda, if one shevet, based on the psak of Bezin Agado, if they did a chet, and then Mechuyiv a par, do they bring along the rest of Klal Yisrael? So Toshma, Mor brings a raya from an explicit brisa. Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, shevet, she'osa by ruas beis dinoi. A shevet that did an avera based on the erroneous psak of its own Bezdin. Then also a shevet chayov, ushar kol ha'shvotim peturin. That shevet is chayov, but the rest of the shvatim are potter, because it was based on a psak of a shevet's own bezin. But ubo he roas bezin hagodol, but continues the brayson and says, but if it was based on an erroneous psak of the bezin hagodol, and one shevet did the avera, the afilu shar shvatim chayovim, even all the other shvatim that did not do the avera chayiv apar, the shmami no. So we see from over here the seirish, that according to Yehuda, the din of greira exists even where it's one shevet. Amar Ravashi masnisa nami deka. The Ravashi said, I could prove that from the Mishnah itself also. The Ketani, because in our Mishnah, it brought the case at the end of the Mishnah. Va'asa oisai ha-shevet al piyem, that if the bezdin of a shevet paskind, and that shevet did the avera, based on the psak of its bezdin. So the Mishnah had said, oisai ha-shevet chayot, that shevet is chayiv apar, ushar kol ha-shvotim peturim, and all the rest of the shvotim are potter. So the Gemara is bothered by the extra words in the Mishnah. Lama li lemisnu ushar shvotim peturim. Why would the Mishnah have to speak that out and tell you that the rest of the shvotim are potter? Hotono, the Mishnah had already said, oisoy ha-shevet chayiv. That shevet is chayiv, which means, the kibon de tono, oisoy ha-shevet chayiv, so then I would know. The implication is that Shar Shvatim Peturim, that the other Shvatim are Potter. It emphasized also a Shevet Chayim. Why would the Mishnah have to speak out Shar Shvatim Peturim? Elo HaKomashmulon, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, by its emphasizing that in this case, the rest of the Shvatim are Potter, the Boy Roaz Beis Dinoi, who the Shar Shvatim Peturim? When it's based on the psak of the shevet's own bezdin, that's when we say that only this shevet is chayiv, but the rest of the shvatim are potter. And from there we could be medayok, avo by roaz bezdin agodol, but if it's the psak of the bezdin agodol, afilu shar shvatim chayovim, then in that case, not only the shevet that did that there would be chayov, but even all the other shvatim are chayov. The Shmani knows that the Gemara has resolved this question also with a diach from the Mishnah that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the chait of one shevet, if it's based on the psak of Bezin Hagodo, will create an obligation of a par on all the shvatim. The Gemara now turns its attention to Rabbi Shimon. Iboyulhu shevet echod sho'oso bo'iroas Bezin Hagodo l'Rabbi Shimon mimaisi oloi, that if one shevet will do an Adera based on the psak of Bezin HaGadol. So according to Rab Shimon, will that Shevet bring a korban? We know that Rab Shimon agrees with Rab Yehuda that one Shevet is called a kohol. However, the Gemara has a question that when did Rab Shimon say his shita that a Shevet is mechuyev a korban? At least if you have a roiv, you have seven shvatim doing the Adera. So there is a roiv. So when there's a roiv, when you've accomplished the din of roiv, at least with seven shvatim, so then we would say each of those shvatim are mechuyev apar. However, if only one shevet does it, or up to seven did the avera, then there's no chiyev par. And Rashi adds that every individual would also be potter from his own korban, because we're holding that yochid she'asa by roaz bezin, an individual that does an avera based on the psak of a bezin, is potter from korban chatos. So since there's no chiyuv par, there'd be no chiyuv chatos either. Or do we say that the din that Rabbi Shimon holds, that Shevet Echad Ikri Kol, it doesn't make a difference how many Shvatim did Avera, even if only one Shevet does it, he's Mechuyev Korban. The Toshma, so the Gemara now goes back to that Braisa that the Gemara had brought earlier, and the Gemara wants to resolve this question in Rabbi Shimon from that Braisa. Again, the Braisa had said, Mahin Mevi'in Par Echad. Tanakama holds you bring one par. Rabbi Shimon Oimer Shnei Parim. But my asking on, and we had a question, what is this Braisa talking about? Ilei Moshechotu Shiva, is it talking about that seven did Avera? So Shnei Parim. Why does Rabbi Shimon say only two Parim? Shmoina Parim boy, you should need eight. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, when seven Shvatim do the Avera, each one is Mechuyev a par, plus the one for Bezin, so then they would say, El also must be talking about the Chota Sheva Dechon, that only one Sheva did Avera over Mai, based on which Psak? Ilema Baruas Beis Dinoi, was it based on the Psak of the Bezin of its own Shevet? Rabbi Shimon Lesley. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with that entire halacha. As Rashi explained earlier, since there's no word called extra coin to Rabbi Shimon, so he doesn't accept this din that a bezdin of a shevet can also create a din par. Coin to Rabbi Shimon is only the bezdin agodol. The elva therefore must be by Ruaz bezdin agodol. So the Gemara has proven, so what do we see clearly? That according to Rabbi Shimon, one shevet did the Avera based on the psak of a bezdin agodol, and Rabbi Shimon says, Yechayiv two parim, one for the shevet and one for bezdin. So we've proven our shaila. We've resolved the question that we see that shevet echad, according to Rabbi Shimon, brings about a chiyuv par. So on this, the Gemara asks the Tisbara, is this a good pshat to say that only one shevet did the Avera? Because that would be good in Rabbi Shimon. But Tana Kama Mani. But based on this interpretation that's talking about one shevet, so then who is the Tanakama? The Tanakama said that you mechuyev only one par. E Rav Meir, would it be Rav Meir who holds that there's only a chiyev on Bezdin and there's only always only one par? But Haruba boy, but Rav Meir holds that you need Rav Klal Yisrael to have done that Avera. One shevet will never bring a chiyev par according to Rav Meir. E Rav Yehuda, what are we going to say it's Rav Yehuda? But Rabbi Yehuda holds that that one par, which will be brought to the Shevet, Hoshar Shvatim Nami Maisi, we earlier came out that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if only one Shevet did the Avera based on a Psak Din of Bezin HaGodol, there'll be a Din of Greira. And all the Shvatim will be Mechuyev. So why would the Tanakama say one par? There should be 12 parim. Every Shevet should be Mechuyev a par. So therefore, this Pshat, that the Braisa is only talking about that one Shevet did Avera, we can't fit it in because we don't have pshat in the Tanakama. So therefore, the Gemara changes the pshat. And it's not talking about that one shevet did the Avera. But Hamani Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Ugedetanya, but it's going according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. And as the Gemara had brought the Braisa earlier, the Braisa that quotes Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who holds that if six Shvatim did the Avera, but they comprise the majority of the people, or Zion Shvatim did the Avera, even though they're not a rove of the people, so in such a case, you bring one par, that's the Rameyer Shita, and Rabbi Shimon Elazar said, that's when Rameyer held that Bezin brings a par, if you have such a rife. And that's what this Bryce is talking about. And therefore, as we explained in the earlier Gemara, the Tanakama holds one par, and when Rabbi Shimon says two parim, again it means one for the Shevet and one for Bezin. Why are you only bringing one par? Because since we do not have a complete rife, we do not have Rav people and Rav Shvatim. We only have either Rav of the people or Rav of the Shvatim. So Rav Shimon holds they're all considered like one Shevet, and therefore it is one par for all of them and one par for Bezin. But we still have not yet resolved our Shailah, what's going to be according to Rav Shimon, where only one Shevet does that Avera, is there a Chi of Paranat? So this, the Gemara goes on, where it says, Toshma, we'll bring a Raya from our Mishnah. The Mishnah, at the end of the Mishnah, had brought the case where Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Bezdin of a Shevet Pafkind, and that Shevet did the Avera, so there's a Chi of Par. On that, the Mishnah brought, V'achachomim Oimrim, that in such a case, there is no Chi of Par. The Shevet will only be Chayov, not if it acts upon the Psak of its own Bezdin, but only when it acts upon the erroneous Psak of Bezdin HaGodol. Now, this Chachomim hold that when one Shevet does the Avera with the Psak of Bezin HaGodol, there's a Chi of Par. So, man Chachomim, who are these Chachomim? Ilei Rab Meir, Ruba Boy. It can't be Rab Meir, because Rab Meir holds you need Rav. And this Chachamim is acknowledging that where one Shevet does it, as long as it was on the Bezen HaGadol, it will be a Chiyapar. El Olav Rab Shimon, it must be Rab Shimon. The Shmami Noah, we see clearly that Rab Shimon holds that even where one Shevet does the Adero on the Bezen HaGadol, there will be a Chiyapar. So when there's a complete Roiv, Roiv Shvatim and Roiv people, then Rab Shimon hold that there will be a Chiyav of 7 Parim for each of the Shvatim plus 1 for Bezen. If, however, there's either Roiv Shvatim or Roiv Kol, then they will all be considered like one Shevet, and there'll only be one Par for all the Shvatim, and even if there's only one Shevet that did that Vera, but there'll still be one Par for that Shevet, plus the one Par for Bezin, and then will be 2 Parim. That is the Shita of Reb Shimon. Mar now asks, Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon, Shevet Echod the Ikri Kol Minolahu, Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon, this Chiddush, that one Shevet is called a call, from where do they learn it out? The Mar says, Amri Dichsiv, Mar first brings a Potsig in Divrei HaYomim. Vayamoid Yehoshofoid Bekal Yehuda of Yerushalayim, Beveis Hashem, we're going to read the Potsig the way the Mesuris HaShas is Magia the Potsig, Lifnei Echotzer HaKadosha. So they were standing in the Kahal Yehuda, in Shevet Yehuda, in Yerushalayim, opposite the Harabayas. So the Gemara says, you see from over here, that since Kahal Yehuda, it's one Shevet, and yet it's called a Kol. So we see from over here that Shevet Echad Ikri Kol. The Murphy analyzes the Potsuk. My Chadosha, why is it called Chotzer HaChadosha? What was new about it? Am Rabbi Yochanan, that they were Mechadish HaHalacha. That day they were Moise VeChumra concerning the Harabayas. Shechitchu Dvorim VeOmru, Tvulyoim Al Yikoneiz B'machan Levia. A Tvulyoim is a person who became Tomei, and he went to the mikveh, but he has to wait to Herev Shemesh. He has to wait for the end of the day in order to go into the Beis HaMikdash, in order to deal with Kachim. However, to go into the Harabayas, which is the equivalent of Machan Leviyah, is mutter for its full yom. The Chachamim that day were machmir on the Kiddush of Harabayas and said that a full yom cannot go into the Harabayas. That's the Chotzer HaChadosha. But the Gemara brings a raya in this pasuk, Kahal Yehuda, we see that Shevet Echad Ikri Kol. The Maskev L'Rav Acha by Yaakov Mimai, what's the raya? Dilma Shaini Yerushalayim, the Havinami Binyamin, because actually the city of Yerushalayim was not only in the portion belonging to Shevet Yehuda, but it was in the portion belonging to Shevet Binyamin. So maybe the reason it's called Kohol is not because of one Shevet, but because of 2 Shvatim, Yehuda and Binyamin. What's the raya that even one Shevet is called a Kohol? The El Omer of Achav Yaakov, we bring a raya from a pasuk in Parshas Vayechi. The Chsev Yaakov Avinu said, "Vayomer Eli Hashem had said to me, Hineni Maflecha Virbisicha Unesaticha Lekal Hamim. Hashem had promised me that I will have more children, Unesaticha Lekal Hamim, and I will produce a kohol. Manis Yaludle Ahishaita, who was born after that Navua? Binyamin. And yet the Torah says, Kahal Amin. So Shmami Noah, Hochi Kamarachmono. Mes Yaalud Lechohash, the Kol Achlina. It will be born to you another Kol, which is Binyamin. So we have a riot at Shevet Echad Ikri Kol. Omale Rav Shevel Rav Kano, Dilma Hochi Kamarachmono. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch was telling Yaakov, Lechi Mes Yaalud Lechobonim, who to have a Yud Bei Shvatim, the Miskarius Kol. When Binyamin will be born, will be completed the 12 Shvatim, which will then turn into a Kol. How do you know Binyamin itself is a Kol? Omalei, so Rav Kani answered, Ela Shneimot Shvatim Ikri Kol, Acharas Shvatim Lo Ikri Kol. Do you mean to say that the 11 Shvatim that were there couldn't be called a Kol? As Rashi explains, we already know that 2 Shvatim are called a Kol, Yehuda Binyamin, as we saw from the Pasuk before, be called a Kol. So Avada 11 Shvatim would be called a Kol. So he couldn't be saying that it would be completed into a Kol. Ela might have shot in the Pasuk is that Binyamin alone is a Kol. So we have a Raya that Shevet Echad Ikri Kol.